Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Welcome to Operation Hashtag Diaperface Nation. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for March 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a road to hoe when it comes to educating regarding the supreme law of the land. You got bureaucrats and professional do-gooders everywhere running amok, wreaking havoc, promoting all kinds of tyrannical abuses and beliefs and manipulations and false laws. They call it pretend legislations everywhere, folks. And you and I better stand up and reject it and say, wait a minute, hold on now. Due to the Declaration of Independence, reality check, you, government, derive your just power from the consent of we the people. That's us. Just so you know, we be the boss. In other words, if you want to kind of speak in redneck, we is the boss, you know, and therefore you need to obey law. We delegated authority to you to do certain things, but not to run amok. Okay, when the legislative body passes a law, yes, you're supposed to uphold that law. But when the wrong branch of government or somebody who doesn't have authority kind of creates an edict, it's not a law. And you need to stand against that because they become an enemy, a foreign or domestic enemy in that case. King George was a foreign enemy. They kicked him out. Thank the good Lord for that. Now we got domestic enemies running around who don't understand their oaths of office at all. And they literally tell you flat out they're not constitutional scholars. They don't even know what they're talking about. But yet you better obey their edicts. You better obey their mandates. Even though they don't have a clue what they're saying or doing, they blatantly admit it. But yet you better obey. And if you don't, hey, man, we're going to tase you. We're going to beat you up. Don't worry, though. The border leaks like a sieve. Let's let all the illegals in. They don't have to wear masks. They can get stimulus checks, too, don't you know? What are you, some kind of a racist bigot? You non-mask wearing lawbreaker there. Welcome to Operation Hashtag Diaperface Nation, Sheriff. Welcome, sir.
Well, thanks, Adam. It's really great to be with you. And I do have one follow-up to, not to belabor this whole thing, but it was a very personal thing to me, this whole thing. It was some really good news to meet with the mayor. Doesn't look like too much is going to come of that, but I got to still address that question I asked you right before we closed. What's the worst thing? I mean, these officers are going to have to explain this to everybody. What's the worst thing that would have happened had they left this, backed away from this woman and told her, look, you need to go get a mask on or whatever? Because, Sam, 99.9% of the rest of that crowd was left alone to not wear a mask. How is it that you're enforcing it on this woman and not everyone else, and in fact, no one else? And I really think that's going to be a bottom line part.
Well, what they say they're doing, though, is they're hunting down those violators, Sheriff. They're working on it now, just like they're following up after the January 6th abuse,
hundreds were around that weren't doing anything, that weren't violating, that were still violating the supposed rules.
Yeah, they're working on hunting them down, buddy.
Actually, they could have started just citing everybody, and that's what I thought they were going to do.
Yeah,
you know, they had 50
Facebook
officers
and Twitter.
There. They could have just gone door to door.
Yeah, but see, if we arrest you on the spot, hold on, Sheriff. If we arrest you on the spot, we can't really tap into everything about you. What we got to do is we got to make it a big public fiasco. We got to make it seem like the cops arrested a few bad actors, but for the most part, they were peaceful. If they start cracking down against everybody, pretty soon the whole society goes, you're out of control. If they do it this way, then they can basically on the back end find out all your Facebook ties, all your associations. They can dig into it slowly. And on the back end, they can promote tyranny. But yet the average American doesn't see it so public. Yeah, that woman was out of control. We had to arrest her. So sorry about that. By the way, hint, example to everybody else publicly. But behind the scenes now, we'll go after as many people as we want to with our private ex-cop, you know, group and stuff like that. Otherwise, if we really do mass arrests on the spot, the whole society and community will see it for what it is and be against us, Sheriff.
Well,
now, am I crazy on this, or is there something to what I'm saying?
But citing them all in, why not? You know, they had the officers, they had enough personnel there to do it. That's why I thought but they were going to do it, because they had so
then if you're not careful, a few media like people like me get it, and it goes all wrong against them. They got to be really careful now. They got a lot of abusive authority, but they don't have they know that it's by the consent of the governed. Do they have their just power? And they know that, you know what, the people will say no. Right now, they want to be tyrannical. And a lot of people believe that, you know, hey, the nation's ruined, stick a fork in it, it's over. It's not true. They're walking on pins and needles and being very careful because they know full well we have the power. We just can't wake up and realize it. Got it?
Yeah.
Am I
wrong? Anyway, you know what right before the break, you know what a rebel Tanya is. So Tanya's been here for the last 10 days. And she's been extremely helpful. You already know that. She's a wonderful worker, and we're so glad to have her.
Absolutely.
But she's been to all sorts of stores here and shopping and whatnot. In fact, she and I went to Natural Grocers together before I left for Austin with Dawn to have a little family reunion with Mandy and her kids and Josh and his kids. And they tried to get us to wear masks there, and Tanya and I had a conversation. As soon as I asked them, are you going to have us arrested? They said no. And so Tanya left and didn't talk to them anymore. She went on with her shopping. So I continued to talk to the guy. And anyway, we struck a deal. And he was so funny. Oh, my God. But at the same time, Tanya hasn't worn one once. Not once in 10 days here in Arizona. And the mask mandate has not been lifted here, but Tanya has certainly done her part to do so. And I went to the post office yesterday and didn't wear one. And there's conflicting signs on the post office. The front door says it's a federal mandate that you wear a mask inside this lobby. You get closer to the inside counter where you actually do your business, and it says masks are strongly recommended. You know, so I don't wear one in there anymore, and no one has ever said anything to me about it. And if they did, I would just point to the sign as you go into the door to the counter, because it says it's recommended. And that's all any of these are. They're recommendations. And to try to force them as something else, as if they were law, is ridiculous. But you and I already know all that. So sorry to spend such a long time on that, but it was a traumatic and an amazing experience for me, I'm still glad I left. How about you? What do you think about me leaving? Should I have left?
I think leaving is the right thing to do. And let me explain something that I really think is critical. And I don't mind spending as much time on this at all. You know what? The fact that you go to Hawaii and attend an event live and report on the details of it. So we have a firsthand witness account of the details. We not only are talking to the man that went up on stage and asked everybody to politely wear a mask and peacefully do these things, so if they ever come back and try to arrest you or give you trouble for not wearing a mask, Sheriff, you can, in your defense, say, listen, I encouraged everybody to wear a mask, but this is a matter of agency. And yesterday I went off. I sounded off on this sacred principle of God-given agency, ladies and gentlemen. This is at the core of this discussion. Do you have your agency to choose as you think best or not? And is government designed, and the purpose of government, to protect your rights and to protect your God-given freedoms? Or is government designed to dictate to you the terms of your life? You will become a diaper face. You will do this. You won't do that. And where does it end? And so I joked about the 11th commandment, you will become a diaper face. Okay, but really, we're talking about the 10 gazillion commandments of government. Now, let me explain why I break this down the way that I do. We the people have a choice, Sheriff. And part of the problem in America is that the society is so dumbed down that they, as the guy you mentioned last hour, they don't know the Constitution. They don't know the supreme law of our land. They don't know their rights. They don't know their God-given responsibilities that go with those rights. Oftentimes, right, they quote privileges as if they're rights. Or they quote rights and don't have any responsibility that pairs with those rights. Okay, you can't fundamentally separate those realities. It's a quantum leap of logical confusion to do so.
Right.
And so I digress, but what I want to get across is this. Individuals think that by getting out in public and defying them and not wearing a mask and getting arrested is the answer. And you know what? There are a lot of people that believe in those tactics. Okay? And you and I have always educated against and have taught against that behavior. I understand civil disobedience, but I also don't understand civil disobedience to the point where you lose before you ever even get the chance to win. And what I mean by that is if I all of a sudden take on the IRS and lose my house, and now I'm homeless and I'm trying to fight the government to either get back my house or get a bunch of money or prove that I'm right and they're wrong. It is true that I'm right and they're wrong, but you know what? They've now taken me out of the game because I'm fighting for my very existence. I'm not able to fight on the principles of freedom or educate or train or do anything else. I'm just too busy, consumed with the, in my opinion, the track they've put me on. They've flipped the switch, put me on the wrong track, and now they're trapping me on that track, just going back and forth in confusion. And eventually, they will wear me down, run me out of money, and eventually they'll take the fight out of me. They just will. In the meantime, though, they've taken you away from the real track of true freedom and liberty and how to advocate for that. I'll give you an example, and I don't mean to attack Ammon Bundy. I love him to death, but he spent 2 years of his life in prison. And I'm not sure what it got him. He proved that he was guilty of nothing, but they tased his attorney in court and abused him. He lost 2 years of his life with his wife and with his family and everything else, and I'm not sure what we gained. All right, now when we come back, Sheriff Richard Mack and I will talk about this, though. Look, what things can we do? Would it have been better for Richard Mack to stay and get arrested? I think not. I'll go into why, and then I'll go into what has to happen if we're going to make a difference. Hang tight. You're listening to the one and only think tank called Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so the question, ladies and gentlemen, for the good Sheriff Richard Mack that he had, would it have been better if he would have stuck around and got arrested? See, I don't think so. I think it's better that we not engage them on their turf, okay? You say, wait a minute, Sam, everything's their turf. Look, you got Facebook and Twitter controlling online. And you've got the cops controlling the streets. And if the cops don't control the streets, Antifa and Black Lives Matter control the streets. And sometimes, sad to say, criminal as it is, they even do it together. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the cops. Look at Charlottesville if you want a case and point. Now, what do we do, folks? And I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know what? Defending liberty in a country for a people, a society, it's not an individual sport. All right, Sheriff, it's a little bit like a wrestling team. It's not like a basketball team. Okay, everybody doesn't work together on it all the time. Individual acts matter, but yet the team matters. And wrestling is probably the greatest example of this. Wrestlers individually wrestle, so when they're on the mat, when they're wrestling, they're responsible for the outcome individually. However, it's a team sport because at the end of the day, you add up all the team sports. And those who are on the team are cheering for and backing and helping prepare the wrestler who's in the on the mat, if you will, for their event. So it's very team-oriented in terms of its goal and in terms of its morale, in terms of its... And that's really the way America is. And what I submit to you is if one or two people fight for freedom in a sea of tyranny, they won't be successful. They might go down in history like Martin Luther in yesteryear and many others who are heroes, don't get me wrong, but who will not win the fight. In America, if we want to win the fight, what it's going to take is our greater numbers to have success. And we're not going to be able to do it by getting arrested and going to jail. We're not going to do it. Okay, and you say, well, Sam, there's no other way now. We've lost too much liberty. See, that's where I don't agree. Let me give you an example, and I'm not begging for money, but I am making a point. We have a group of radio stations here in Utah that we could buy, a couple of radio stations, an AM and an FM. I don't have all the details because I publicly can't talk about every bit of it, but I can tell you this. You know, we need close to $500,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But if you had 500,000 people across the country put in $1, you'd have it, right? If you have 100,000 people put in $5, you would have it, right? If you had what? How many people have to put in $10,000 to make it happen? 50? Right? 100 people could have put in $5,000 and you'd have it. So I've given you the example of a lot of people with hardly any money, $1, $2, to then people that have a little bit of money, $5,000, $10,000. Both reasonable for most people. Not everybody, but a lot of people. But yet, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we can't raise enough money to buy that radio station. Or that group of radio stations. Just can't do it. Nobody will invest in liberty. Now, the gays and the lesbians, the bisexuals and the transgenders, they got plenty of money for lawsuits, plenty of money for any advancement they want to make. Excuse me, any advancement they want to make, right? But we, the people, don't double down. And the reason I'm telling you this is, if we literally had in Hawaii, for example, in Honolulu, and people across the nation, if they got 100,000 phone calls. This would change. But when you have 500 people at a place and a couple get beat up and arrested and a couple of people leave willingly and then everybody leaves, they eat, greet, eat, retreat, and that's about the end of that, right? We've got to start doing things that can advocate for educational change. If there was 100,000 phone calls that says, you know what, these cops are out of control, they're escalating the situation and not de-escalating the situation, I, as your constituent, demand you take Sheriff Richard Mack's de-escalation training and that you stop these abuses because it's not the law, and they would change. In America, if we had 1 million people send a postcard to the IRS every single day and said, listen, you are fraudulent, and we demand that Joe shuts down the IRS today. If 1 million postcards, it would take 1 million Americans to do one postcard a day. I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't take but a couple of days, and they'd be crying uncle. There are peaceful ways to advocate for solutions and not get arrested. There are peaceful ways to literally stand up and educate the American people, but we're not willing to do any of them, Sheriff. We want to escalate from a coddled person on a stimulus check to rioting in the streets and going to flat-out war. We don't try all the responsible things in between. With rights comes responsibility, Sheriff, and I submit to you that's where the problem in America lies. Now, it doesn't mean that you got to fund Sam Bushman. If you don't like our efforts and you feel like somebody else is, you know, more worthy of the cause, by all means. I'm just telling you that we don't want to do the hard work that it takes. We want a pill for every ill. We want to solve it in a 30-minute TV show, but when it comes to real hard, dedicated work, like consistently putting your money into something, like actually taking action in ways that are that take sustained effort, hard work, blood, sweat, tears, we're not willing to do those things as a people in great enough numbers to change the game. Okay, that's why I said last hour, look, these cops know if they literally go against the public too hard, the public will start to wake up. They don't want that. Okay, they want to keep you asleep until they can indoctrinate enough of us to not agree with the principles of liberty. and they're waiting patiently for that to happen. And every day it's happening in greater numbers that people don't believe in their liberty. They say now 2/3 of Americans, for instance, believe we need stricter gun laws. See, they've propagandized and manipulated and indoctrinated the people so hard to where 2/3 are now ready to pretty much give up their guns. Because once you start that slippery slope, that's what will happen. Okay, we have got to step back and say what is effective and what can work. And I submit that individual acts of civil disobedience that just get you arrested and lose all your property isn't the answer. Greater numbers is the only answer. That only happens through education. I've talked too long, Sheriff. I want you to jump in now. What do you say to my assertions?
Well, I think it's pretty close. I'm still not sure I'm going along with you entirely on the issue that they had to, you know, they had to make an example of that lady and treat her violently, because and that they were trying to not do too much to get to lose support from the public, because I think it would have been a lot more peaceful and acceptable just to go around citing everybody than it would be to beat up a woman and have that. Now she's got a legitimate lawsuit. You know, she it might not go anywhere, but it's a legitimate lawsuit. It's a legitimate complaint. And for the charge and the arrest and the offense is what the word I want. For the offense, it just doesn't match the amount of force they used on her. And so I think that
you got to ratchet up the fear factor.
That's going to be worse for the
public. Just citing everybody doesn't do that.
Well, that, you know, that could be. But
I would ask this though. Hold on, before we get to Ammon, so really quick, my explanation of that is just an opinion. I'm not saying it's factual or that I'm right. I'm just, hey, we're wondering what would be the reasons. That's kind of my thoughts on the matter. What would your thoughts be? What do you think the reasoning would be?
I think it was all a pride thing. I think it was just cops that were called to a situation, and they got their sight on somebody that they had to do something because they got dressed for the dance, and they're not going to leave the dance without dancing. So they danced a little. I don't think they cared about public perception one iota. I think that the lady probably offended them some way. Again, I don't know that either. But I think they wanted their pound of flesh. They wanted to show something for the complaint that was made to them that called in. So they danced a little, and she was the one.
I'll tell you this:
I hope
you're right. I hope you're right, and I'm wrong, Sheriff. Because if you are, that's something that we can teach and train to de-escalate and say, you know what? Let's work on not letting your pride get in the way, and we can individually work on this, and we can teach principles to help people put their feelings and their frustrations and their personal, you know, offenses in check while they do the public's duty. That's a different matter than a planned, we're going to make sure we go this far but not that far, and we're going to do this and that for psychological purposes, which is my kind of conspiratorial view a little bit more. I hope you're right and I'm wrong, because what I'm saying leads to a much bigger problem that's 10 times harder to resolve. So I pray you're right.
I think this is going to be hard to resolve regardless. I don't think this is going to go down well for them,
all you got to do is have a judge to say the cops are fine and the woman was out of control. Wear a mask next time, you idiot. Next.
Yeah. But again, I got to go back to what's the worst that would have happened. The people, 99.9% of the people would have remained maskless, would have remained in close proximity to each other. Both those rules would have continued to be violated, and the cops were doing nothing about that. So it's not going to bode well for them in court to sit there and say, how many people were next to this lady that were not wearing masks or social distancing? Everyone. Then why didn't you do something about that? Why? What is the reason you went after this lady? They've got
fair point, ladies and gentlemen.
Explaining.
All right, there's a lady by the name of Kathleen Markworth that wrote an incredible article, and here's the title. Cancel culture. We have met the enemy. Our own government, she says, and sadly it's becoming truer every day. Sam and Richard back in seconds, CSPOA.org. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections rose over the past week in 19 states while holding steady nationwide. The biggest improvements were in Arizona and Nevada, both of which saw new cases drop by about 45%. Michigan, on the other hand, took the biggest step backwards with a 50% rise in new cases. It should be noted vaccines are growing a whole lot faster than cases and will ultimately bring an end to this pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki avoided questions about Joe and Hunter Biden's ties to Russia as evidence continues to pile up. The wife of Moscow's former mayor paid a company associated with the president's son $3.5 million. Jen was asked what the money was for.
Not familiar with that claim. Doesn't sound like it's backed up by a lot of evidence. If you have evidence or specifics, happy to discuss it further.
With hard evidence from the Senate, she continued to dodge the question and Biden's ties to the Kremlin. USA Radio News.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and gapfactory.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Most Americans in a recent survey say, finish the border wall. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans are increasingly saying, build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall. Meanwhile, 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about liberty with the good Sheriff Richard Mack. So their article is called Cancel Culture. We have met the enemy, our own government. Kathleen Margaret writes the piece. And sadly, we're starting to see that that is the case. Now, Sheriff, I want to bring this issue up. I don't know if you know this, but Vice President Harris is slated for a one-on-one public conversation with Bill Clinton to discuss empowering women and girls. Do you want to reply to this?
Oh, my gosh. I mentioned Bill Clinton a little bit in my speech in Honolulu because I was talking to the world, or at least our message was to the world. It was an international conference. We're not sure how many people from other countries participated. I know there were a few that were people from other countries that were present, but I believe they were just there on vacation, and then they heard about the event and they came to it. I don't know if any others were allowed to be in on a link of any kind or live streaming or anything like that. I know that they tried, but the organizer said that the companies that usually allow for that were shutting them down. You already know how that is. The problem with wait, what was your question?
All right, so I'm basically saying, hey, you know, where do we go with this thing? Bill Clinton now.
Oh, yeah, Bill Clinton.
Is okay, literally so being asked.
So I was talking.
Let's just make sure the audience is caught up. Hold on. Make sure the audience knows. So Bill Clinton is now leading a public discussion with Vice President Kamala Harris. Okay, so VP Harris slated with one-on-one with Bill Clinton publicly to discuss empowering women and girls. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Well, so I said the worst thing happening in the world and why we cannot come together to try to stop human trafficking and sexual exploitation of children, why we can't unite as countries of the world, as governments of the world, if that cannot bring us together to try to stop this horrendous, horrible plague that is 10 times worse than anything the coronavirus could ever do to us. If we can't come together as fellow countries, fellow brothers and sisters to try to stop that, then we are the problem. And I was really vocal, focused on that one issue. I said, it's the worst thing happening in the world. And then I brought up after that was abortion. And I said, we have got to come together on this. We have got to stop human trafficking and child exploitation and literally kidnapping with children for sexual purposes. That's just, I mean, I can't even believe. I said, I can't even believe we have to talk about this. Why are we doing this? Why are we allowing this? Why are we not getting after this? So then I even brought up, and I said, and even Bill Clinton used to always say it's for the children. If you want to do something for your children, make sure you keep them away from Bill Clinton. And that's the same thing with this ridiculous charade.
That's not very nice.
How does Kamala Harris have the gall to go to Bill Clinton on anything, especially related to empowering women?
Let me explain this. Just absolutely intentionally. This is intentionally putting into the face of the American people. Okay, Bill Clinton, literally these women that he raped and that he abused and that he sexually, the Me Too movement silent while these women are raging going, I cannot believe that Bill Clinton could be drafted for this. And, you know, no one seems to care. That's the cancel culture, man. You shut up and sit down, Sheriff, if you believe in God or whatever else, because we who have power. It just demonstrates how much power the Clintons still have, Sheriff.
It does, and it also shows what is really bold in your face about that is the utter hypocrisy and corruption of the Democrat Party and of Kamala Harris. For her to, I can't even believe she has the nerve to do it. I mean, you would think that she would be saying something like,
"Well, you know, there's allegations that she slept her way to the top too. So what's the difference, Sheriff?"
Well, yeah, you got a point there. But for her to be associated with him now that she's vice president, I mean, she should be saying, what was your involvement with Jeff Epstein? And why did you go to his sex ranch 26 times? Were you trying to protect kids? Were you trying to stop it? You've always said everything you did was for the children. Why were you there? And he's never been asked that by anybody. And now she's joining him? I mean, good grief, I can't believe.
All right, it gets worse. You ready?
She gets away with it.
It gets worse. Listen carefully. Here's Joe now. Whacked out grandpa perverted Joe, right?
Yeah.
Here's what Joe says. Joe Biden said on Wednesday that there is not a single thing that a man can do that a woman cannot do better. Now, the president, they say, spoke at an event to mark Equal Pay Day with First Lady Jill Biden and members of the U.S. Women's National Team.
Okay.
He suggested there's nothing that men can do better than women. He said, you know, I told my daughters and my granddaughters as soon as they were old enough to understand. And I mean it, there's not a single thing that a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better, the president said. Not a single thing. Now, he's lying. We'll get to that in a second. He said, I was among the first senators to ever appoint a woman to the Naval Academy. He continued, adding that he was just able to add, as the president of the United States, he was able to appoint two women as four-star generals, there's not a single thing a woman, or not a single thing a man could do that a woman can't do as well or better, he finished. He doubled down on the statement. So what happens is you've got this political agenda to try to get out in front of the women's movement or whatever else for some strange reason. But I got a couple of things that men can do better than women.
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was, how about golf? Well, you already brought up. So he's going to tell me that putting a woman in the Navy because women are better fighters and better sailors? I'm going to tell you right now, women are not better fighters than men. Physically, that is absolutely absurd. Secondly, in the game of golf, women get to hit from the red tees. They get to be closer to the hole, to the pin, when they start the game, and they still can't beat men in the lowest score in a golf game. They can't. Okay? The better golfers are men. Even when the women get to be closer, men are still better. So, you know what? I have nothing against women, but I am grateful for the differences. And I'm that my wife and I have extreme differences when it comes to a lot of our talents and the things we do. And I'm going to tell you, my wife's a better person. My wife's better at a lot of things than I am, dealing with children and being caring and sensitive and loving and whatnot. And I've seen her do that our entire lives with our own children and grandchildren. And the grandchildren really love to play with her and to play cards with her. And she does the same with them. And it's different, and it makes a great partnership is what it does. I think
Joe is completely ignorant. The Army fitness test, where women are failing at an alarming rate, so they're changing the fitness test for the military, highlights the point very well. But the other thing I would like to do is, you know, when you were sheriff, what you did to try to solve a lot of conflict.
Oh, I hired three women. I appointed three women as deputies.
Hey, yeah. Stop. Hold on. You had a basketball game, right?
Yeah.
So I think we need to do is have the WNBA and the NBA. They can go ahead and play. You know how they have these specialty games? What are those things called? What's the NBA specialty games they have called again? The All-Stars kind of thing?
Yeah.
You familiar with all this? The All-Stars
game?
Stuff like that?
Or it could be a demonstration game. Exhibition game. Yeah, there. Yeah, they could have the women all stars against the men all stars. You know, women
all stars
in the pro leagues. Well, the women all stars in the professional leagues. I'm telling you right now, they could play a high school all star team.
Now stop! I want to tell the all stars to tear it up. You're going to have even teams of male and female, and they're going to go to the all stars event, and Joe's going to get a front seat. So the whacked out Joe Biden can get educated on the realities. What do you think the score would be? When
the
we come
professional
back,
women would not beat a men's all-star league at high school.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, the broadcast is getting crazier by the second. Wow. So Joe Biden said on Wednesday, there's nothing that a man can do that a woman couldn't do as good or better. And so what I'm proposing to the good, whacked out Biden, would be to have a WNBA and an NBA all-star. You'd have two teams, the men's team and the women's team. Pick the best of the best. In fact, I got even a better plan. Let's pick the worst of the NBA players, the least of them, and the best of the WNBA players. And let's go ahead and let him go head-to-head and give Joe Biden some popcorn in the front row seat. And we'll just watch that showdown happen, Sheriff. And if anybody gets out of line, you can be the sheriff there to blow the whistle. How's that?
Well, yeah, being experienced in basketball, I would be good at that. But also being experienced in basketball, I know what you're saying is absolutely true. Women have actually tried pro football a time or two. There's also some pro, there were some pro, or at least some leagues that were sponsored by some people with money for women to play football at one time. It lasted about 6 months. Look, there's obviously physical differences, and for anybody to pretend that there's not, and that men aren't physically superior to women is ridiculous, it's stupid, and it's a lack of reality. Let's just be real about that.
We could also what do they call that, pay-per-view? Is that what that's called when they do boxing matches and if you pay to watch it on TV?
Oh, yeah,
it's called pay-per-view,
okay,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Why don't we do a pay-per-view boxing match? What are the, McGregor, is that what the guy's name is? He's like one of those MMA fighter guys or whatever. You just get a couple find the best female boxer.
Uh-huh.
And she can go head-to-head with the male boxer. You let a Mike Tyson throw a punch or two, whatever. All I'm saying is, you know, that will kind of show and demonstrate reality very quickly as well. But it isn't, there's another thing I want to make a point of, and then I'll get to, I think, the real point of this whole discussion that Joe needs to understand. So the last thing I would say is this. I know this. There's the procreative process. Some call it making babies. You follow what I'm getting at?
Sure.
And I think that a man has the ability to contribute something that the woman can't contribute. And I think the woman can contribute something that the man can't contribute. If I'm not mistaken, that's a reality check of epic proportions, is it not?
Yeah, and I've actually said, can a man cannot have a baby, and I've had somebody tell me before that that's not true, that they can actually have a man carry a baby.
Lies.
In his womb.
Well, they might be able to carry that. A baby. Where are they going to get the egg, buddy?
Yeah, well,
Hold on, even if you plant an egg in a man and create some fake uterus or something else, and even if you, you know, make it happen, where does the egg come from, my friend?
I still don't think even the second part is true. Yeah, you're right about the egg.
Maybe not, but all I'm saying is, even if it is, that isn't, even, look, where are they going to get the egg? If a woman can have a baby, where are they going to get the sperm? Where are they going to get the man part of this thing?
It shows how ridiculous this whole thing is. And
okay, it's absolutely insane, absurd.
Yeah.
But here's the quintessential point. Sheriff, and I'm saying this to Joe Biden. Hey, Joe, listen up, my friend, and listen to what I'm saying carefully. This is not a battle of the sexes discussion.
Exactly.
Okay, I've taken your bait a little bit and made it one for fun to kind of demonstrate the absurd by being absurd. But I want to point out this is not a battle of the sexes discussion. It's not a matter of the battle for supremacy here. The sexes are not designed to divide and conquer or to battle for supremacy. The sexes are designed by Almighty God, male and female created he them, for a complementary, unifying, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, synergistic purpose. And if you don't understand that, we'll never have an appropriate discussion on the male and female relationship. Are they equal before God and should be equal before government when it comes to their God-given inalienable rights? Absolutely. Sure. But women and men should have equality, but they are not equal. Period. End of paragraph. End of discussion. And there's no debating that scientifically if you have a half a brain, Sheriff.
Yeah, and I'm wondering where his brain is because... Actually, I'm not wondering because I'm anxious to see how they have him programmed to take care of the press conference today where he's actually going to be taking questions. I don't know what kind of pills or electronic devices they have to in his ear or whatever, or maybe it's going to be a press conference with a teleprompter or whatever, or they have a somebody standing by to advise him or whatever. But There's no way he can handle that. And I think the comments that he's made recently are indicative of all of that. And it's really sad. I mean, I do feel sorry for him. He reminds me very much of my father-in-law, who I had nothing but admiration for. He's a good man. I loved him. And he literally reminds me of my father-in-law. His mannerisms and what the, but this comment just shows that Joe Biden is not all there, but it also might be that the entire left is not all there because a lot of them are saying crap like this and it's not even an argument. It's not even a legitimate argument at all. And, you know, women are better at men at some things. Men are better than women at some things. Thank goodness that's true. Ridiculous.
Well, and that's why my quintessential point is it's not a battle of the sexes. It's a, you know what, let's celebrate. They're always celebrating diversity. Why can't they celebrate that men and women are different in the diversity context then, huh? So they're very two-faced, double, you know, standards or whatever you want to say. It's just insanity, and Joe just proves it. But don't worry, Sheriff. It gets better because you know how Fauci wants you to wear two masks?
Yeah.
They've now made it better for you, my friend. Some Mexican researchers got together and got this done, according to Reuters. Researchers in Mexico created a nose mask. And the nose mask is for people to wear while they're eating and drinking. And they say the mask decreases COVID-19 infections. That's according to Reuters. Now, they got a video about this thing. And what happens is the guy takes off his diaper face mask. And then under it, when he's eating, he's got a nose mask on. And then when he gets done eating and drinking, he puts back on his diaper face mask again. So it's the two-mask concept upgraded for your mandated convenience. Now, that's one idea. The other idea is they have this other one, this other mask they're creating now, where you can literally move this lever. And what it does is it just opens enough spot for your mouth so you can shovel something in or take a drink. Then you can use the lever to flip back down the mask or whatever so that you don't, you know, go maskless and stuff like that. And they got this. That's the latest, greatest inventions. You know, they always say build a better mousetrap to your door and America's best at it. Well, Diaper Face Nation is hard at work, sir. But we're going to import this from the Mexicans at first.
Well, maybe there's some sort of NAFTA thing going on between Mexico and the White House on that. Or he's trying to make friends with the president of Mexico, who just blamed him publicly for the entire problem at the border. That's a huge accusation from the president of Mexico to level at the president of the United States right now. That, you know, of course, Biden is blaming Trump. Well, the president of Mexico is not, and he's no fan of Trump, but he's not blaming Trump. This has all been new policies from the Biden administration, and they are failing miserably. And what Biden has done is made the huge mistake at the border that they've been making in the Democrat Party for the last 40 years, and that is trying to get as many Democrat voters to come into the country, whether it's illegally or done or not, so that they can continue their monopolistic takeover of America. And this one's coming back to bite them, and bite them, Biden. And it's a national catastrophe, and it's showing again how the Democrats don't care about national security or our safety as long as they're bringing in new voters. Absolutely astonishing corruption. Right bold in your face corruption. And, you know, that's what the Democrats live on nowadays. So, oh, my gosh, I don't know how we're going to survive that, but I believe we still will. We survived Obama, but this one's way different even than Obama. And why is it different? Because the Democrats have all control of all houses, and the only thing that we have going is that there's more Republican governors, but I'm not holding out a lot of confidence in anything coming out of the Republican Party right now, and haven't for a long time, as you well know. So it's kind of funny, isn't it? Boy, we're trying to cling to a few Republicans because, gosh, if we don't, then it's going to be a complete Democrat takeover. Well, it already is. And Republicans have been part of the problem for a long time, and you play a commercial from Rand Paul every show, and he's absolutely correct, and he calls out both parties on it, and so do I. And the political mess that we're in today is both parties are culpable. Yes, the Democrat Party worse, and the Republicans keep trying to chase after them, just like Mitt Romney and John McCain have. And it's all getting worse.
All right, we got to end on a good news piece. Ted Cruz, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, denied a request from a reporter to wear a mask during a press conference. The reporter said, "Will you wear a mask?" And he said, "Nope." He informed the reporter, "If you don't like it, you can just step back and social distance if you have a problem." And the senator denies the request and says, "Hey, if I'm speaking directly to a camera, I will not wear a mask." And then it goes on, and then basically he basically said, "Listen, we're all vaccinated. We're all immune, so I don't know what your problem is." And so the debate on that rages on as well, Sheriff.
Well, because they know the mask doesn't work. They know the vaccination doesn't work, but they still want to social engineer the rest of us and make sure. I mean, every one of them have said, you still have to wear a mask even though you've been vaccinated. Well, they've all said that. And
that's not what they said before they got everybody vaccinated, though.
Oh, I know. I know. But no, it's ridiculous. And but they want to. And now, you know, they're going to try to make, as you said earlier, they're going to try to make masks permanent, part of our country. You know? So, no, I pray for the day when the American people wake up, but I pray that it's not too late when we do.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. You just got to shake your head every time we get on the show together.
The answers, ladies and gentlemen, lie in morality in the people, number one. Number two, education so that our greater numbers can advocate peacefully for change. And a good moral people that repent and turn to their God and then get together and work towards change peacefully. A group that gets on their knees and prays hard and then stands up and goes to work. We cannot be beat. We got to take back the media from there so that we can literally educate to the truth and reject their dishonest narrative. The issue is honesty. And if we stand together, ladies and gentlemen, we, the people of the United States of America, can lead the world in liberty. Without that, we're in serious, serious trouble. For the good sheriff and for Sam Bushman, thanks for being along for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. CSPOA.org to become a lifetime member. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Join today, CSPOA.org. I'm Sam Bushman, and for me and the good sheriff, we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.